But you don't have to anymore, silly, she laughed. Phil will be able to be around so much more now. We've talked about it a lot, and what I'm going to do is trade off on the away games, half the time with you, half the time with him. Mom, I hesitated, wondering how best to be diplomatic about this. I want to live in Forks. I'm already settled in at school, and I have a couple of girlfriends. She glanced toward Edward again when I reminded her of friends, so I tried another direction. And Charlie needs me. He's just all alone up there, and he can't cook at all. You want to stay in Forks? She asked, bewildered. The idea was inconceivable to her, and then her eyes flickered back toward Edward. Why? I told you, school, Charlie, ouch. Ed shrugged. Not a good idea. Her hands fluttered helplessly over me, trying to find a safe place to pat. She made do with my forehead. It was unbandaged. Bella, honey, you hate Forks, she reminded me. It's not so bad. She frowned and looked back and forth between Edward and me, this time very deliberately. Is it this boy? She whispered. I opened my mouth to lie, but her eyes were scrutinizing my face, and I knew she would see through that.